In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When Arnie Johnson and Debbie Glatzel move to a new home, the family becomes trapped by a demonic nightmare.
I bless this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
They try to run, but dark forces target them all, thrusting them into a brutal showdown with pure evil. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. In the river valleys of western Connecticut lie historic towns dating back to the early 1700s. Here, Gothic churches and weathered graveyards stand as monuments to a belief in a higher good. Yet hidden beneath this landscape, an ancient evil still lurks. Johnson and Debbie Glatzel abandon the big city and rent a house. Arnie works for a tree service. Debbie is a dog groomer. Debbie's younger brother David comes along to help.
In your new house.
Totally cool.
The cost of the move consumes most of their savings, but they believe their new life will be worth it.
I was excited about it. So you can imagine having nice picnics, a place for the kids to play instead of the streets. It really felt like it was a good move.
It was like my dream house. And I thought we can build a nice, beautiful life there.
Do you have the keys?
What's that?
Do you have the keys?
Oh, yeah, I got the keys.
David was our family teddy bear. He always had a smile on his face. He was always ready and willing to give a hand if he needed help.
David, do you think you can sweep out the master
room? Oh, yeah, sure.
He was a real good kid.
And I guess I'll wipe the windows down.
Yes, yeah, I'll get this and all that. There are more boxes.
Okay.
We've got a problem in the room.
Problem?
Just come look.
Debbie is surprised to see that the previous tenants left their bed in the master bedroom.
I'll tell the landlord to get rid of it. Just, sweep around it.
Okay.
No, I can't go back in there.
I said, David, come on. I got things to do. If you don't want to help, just say so.
Look, I have to clean the house. If you want to stay out here and play, fine.
What's going on?
No idea.
I noticed David was outside, but I really didn't pay attention. I figured he was bored.
David remains outside the rest of the day. too frightened to even approach the house.
Come on.
That evening, they return to the Brookfield home of Debbie's family, where they have been staying until they move into the new house.
So how much stuff do you guys...
Her mother, Judy Glatzel, assures them they can stay with her as long as needed.
What's the matter, honey?
I keep seeing the old man.
What old man?
David imagined an old man pushed him at our house.
He did. I really did see him. He's talking to me right now.
You can actually hear him?
He's there now. I can see him.
You can see him. What's he doing?
There's an animal frightened by the old man. It's calling at the door.
All right, look, that's enough. The joke's getting old.
Don't move in there.
David, Arnie and I are going to live there. We've already spent 2 months' rent.
He says if you go back, he's going to hurt you.
You're right. Old man, if you don't want us to live there, show us a sign. See? Nothing. It's your imagination.
Scaring me. I was becoming frightened.
Arnie, what if David's right? What if the house is haunted?
Because now you have evidence. And so you're starting to wonder, well, maybe there's something to this old man. And
look, we have all our money.
Debbie and Arnie worry that there's something not quite right with the house. But they decide to move in anyway.
There's a ghost in the house.
They've already paid 2 months' rent, and Arnie has invited his mother to live with them.
It'll be okay.
I wasn't gonna let anything shatter our new life.
The next morning, Arnie and Debbie return to their new house to continue cleaning.
I saw the scratches on the doors. I was starting to really question, well, maybe something is definitely wrong here.
That was proof enough for me.
So we give up the house.
Agreed.
Well,
let's get our stuff.
As they move out, Arnie's mother arrives.
We're not going to take the house, Mom.
You know, I just gave up my apartment.
And she was upset with me, Arnie. How could you do this to me, leave me here, stranded like this?
There's no such thing as ghost.
I'm sorry, Mom. We're just not going to take the house.
But I was so frightened. I didn't want to stay there.
Just give me the keys.
And I tried to explain to her what happened.
Just give me the damn keys, please.
She didn't believe that. Don't tell me that kind of stuff.
Arnie's mother decides to stay in the house despite his pleading against it.
We had a little bit of conflict over that, and which was totally understandable. You know, she felt abandoned.
He's coming for me! He's coming for me!
Arnie! Something's happening!
He's coming for me! I can see him! He's coming for me! He wants to get me! He's coming for me! I can see him!
Who's coming for you, David? Is it the old man?
Except at night, he turns into a beast.
Arnie.
He's mad at me because I told you about him.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I mean, I seen the fear in this child. It was just overwhelming. Something was going wrong. And I believed him.
We told David, you'll be fine. You're gonna be safe with us.
The next day, the family goes on an outing. David seems recovered. Judy, Arnie, and Debbie hope he's put the odd incident behind him.
Basically, the whole day was a great day. Until we returned back to Brookfield.
Come on, David, let's go in.
No, I can't.
Why not?
He's in our house.
Check it out, okay? Let's go on inside. There's nothing in there.
No, I can't go back in there.
David, move now.
And I said, well, I'll protect you. The family will protect you. We'll do whatever we can.
But he's always here.
Shh, don't think about that, honey, okay? Just try to calm down.
No, but he's still here.
Arnie came in and checked. He's fine. Everything's fine. See if you can sleep.
Yeah.
All right. I get some rest.
We had to be strong for David. Because he felt all alone.
Yeah!
gonna hurt you.
You hear the breath come out of him and he goes flying on the floor.
Help me! He says he's gonna take my soul!
David, no one's gonna take your soul. We're gonna protect you, okay?
The scariest part to me was seeing David go through this with nothing there to do it. It was terrifying.
We saw him getting beaten.
Debbie and Judy tell their priest about David's torment.
His skin would turn red where he'd been hit and begin to bruise.
Something was attacking him.
Oh, help me!
He would cry for help, but there was nothing we could do.
Please, can you help us, Father?
There's an outside chance that this could be demonic possession. And
the priest says that before the church can become involved, they will need to investigate.
In the meantime, light these holy
He suggests
candles.
That the family light candles and use holy water for protection.
And pray as much as you possibly can.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I'll go call Father.
And you felt hopelessness.
Yeah.
You're trying to protect him, and he's still receiving the blows.
The holy candles only seem to make things worse. We have a big problem.
I bless this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The next morning, the priest tries to cleanse the house of evil.
I bless this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave and go back to where you came from.
After he blessed the house, it made us feel better. We felt like we were being protected.
Well, unfortunately,
but the priest admits that the blessing may not be enough.
If you don't mind, two experts.
He says he's going to consult two experts on hauntings and the demonic, just in case. Ed and Lorraine Warren have investigated hundreds of cases, including the Amityville Horror.
Emmanuel, it's wonderful to hear.
Ed is known worldwide as a religious demonologist.
Of course.
And Lorraine is a clairvoyant.
I believe it may be a case.
And when he called, he told about this case. He needs us on about the strange things that were happening.
How soon does he want us up there? Tonight?
There is something definitely wrong, and I believe it could be possession. And so he said, I'd like you to look into it. And so I said, Father, would you like us to go tonight?
Yes, I would. I think it's pretty urgent.
Go to the Glatzel home to evaluate David.
Hi, I'm Lorraine. We spoke earlier.
Thank you for offering to help. And this is my daughter, Debbie.
Thank you.
When I first met Ed and Lorraine, I said, oh, thank God somebody's going to help us. They'll let us know what's here. They'll let us know what we're dealing with.
Thank you.
was tremendous tension in that house. You could cut it with a knife.
But David, these kind people are here to help.
I know who you are.
And when he lifted his head up, it was no longer David. And to see that is very intimidating. You're seeing a creature in that child's body.
You tripped coming up the stairs tonight.
How did you know about that?
The Beast told me.
I'd like to ask some questions to the rest of the family first. Then I'll come back and we'll talk.
He was constantly being informed by a level of psychic ability. But it wasn't a psychic ability coming from any good.
And what else has David done that seems supernatural?
He told us we'd find scratches on the door of our rental home.
And we've witnessed David being attacked by something invisible.
The family's testimony may be needed later to convince the church to authorize an exorcism.
As if it had really happened.
You have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is not psychological what is happening to this individual.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to ask the Beast a few questions. Is he a ghost? Are you a demon? Does he have any special powers?
He could throw you out the window right now.
Well, if he has those powers, why not have him knock on the table or knock on the walls?
He's laughing at you. You can't order him around.
He can't do it. I guess he can.
If we move to a different state, David says it lives at the rental house. It'll follow you.
She explained it would do no good at that point. Because wherever we would go, it would follow us. And that's the difference between a haunted house and haunted people. Haunted people, these things will follow you.
Well, then what can we do?
Ed and Lorraine tell them that to free David, the church will have to intervene.
Do you mean an exorcism?
Yes, only a month.
Ed explains that it could take months for the church to approve a formal exorcism. Instead, the Warrens hope to arrange for a minor exorcism, which will only take a few weeks. Alarmed by the evil that has invaded their lives, Arnie and Debbie return to the rental house to try to rescue Arnie's mother.
I felt really concerned for my mother because this is a place where it's all emanating from.
What do you want?
I said we should have to move out
of this house.
It's not safe.
I have no place to go. I'm staying and that's fine.
But she didn't want to hear it.
Hey, my truck's coming after you.
Kind of has to. It has to turn into a lamp.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
For a few days, David remains free of demonic possession.
has gone, I'm in control now.
Challenge it to take me on.
A few days later, when David seems recovered, Arnie leaves to run a few errands.
The car engine just started to race. Up and pointed to the tree. All of a sudden, the vehicle just took off. Didn't have no control.
Ed and Lorraine Warren suggest that Arnie and Debbie talk to an exorcist.
I looked up. And there was a demon.
What did he look like?
He looked just like the devil. And I'm telling you, I've never been so scared in my life.
Why do you think it happened?
I think it was, because I challenged the demon to attack me instead.
I know you meant well.
Father said, you just did the wrong thing. I know you're trying to help, but that was the worst thing you can imagine.
But you should never have challenged the demon to attack. This crucifix has been blessed. I want you to wear it at all times for protection. Be careful, both of you. I'm going to begin making plans for a minor rite of exorcism.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Gave you that.
David looked at the crucifix, saw it on Arnie's neck, and he said, I know where you were, and I know who gave you that, and he said the names.
It won't do you any good.
And somehow, it was thrown off at Arnie's neck.
He went back to the well.
What well?
The one behind the rental house.
There is no well, David.
Yes, there is. That's how he comes into our world.
If David's right, Arnie urgently needs to rescue his mother from the rental house.
Can I have the holy water?
Thank you. deserted.
Why don't you go look at the other rooms? I'm gonna go check out back.
Arnie fears that his mother became so terrified of the demon that she moved without telling him.
And I went around to the back to see this well that David was talking about. Figure standing there. The eyes were dark pits, drew me in. And I just remember standing there, staring into his eyes. To the back to see this well. I came under demonic possession. And the next thing I know, I was in the house. And I don't remember anything between there.
Lorraine tells the family to be patient and assures them she'll do whatever it takes to expedite the exorcism.
Thank you. Of course.
Tells them that the beast has called upon more demons to possess him.
They're all tormenting me.
They attack him together, demanding he give them his soul.
He was frightened. So all protected him as much as we could. I was so worried. I was frightened. Trying to fight something you can't see.
5 weeks after David's possession began, the priests bless the house in preparation for the minor exorcism.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, leave this place and go back where you came from. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, leave this place and go back where you came from. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, leave this place and go back where you came from.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, leave this place and go back where you came from. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, leave this place and go back where you came from.
I'm thinking to myself,
in the name of Jesus
this
Christ,
has got to work.
Leave this place and go back where you came from.
How much more can we take? How much more can David take?
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Most glorious Prince of the Heavenly Army, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Behold the enemy and murderer of all, vehemently transfigured into an angel of light, with the whole troop of malignant spirits. Draft the enemy of the church. Step forward, O invincible leader for the people of God against the assault of the wicked spirits, and bring victory. Holy Mother Church, confident and secure in the name of our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. Exercise you with every unclean spirit, every satanic power, every incursion of the infernal adversary, every legion, every diabolical assembly and sect, in the name and by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The exorcism continues for hours.
God the Father commands you. God the Son commands you. God the Holy Ghost commands you.
We just had to hold them there so they could do their ritual.
Every unclean spirit, every satanic power, every incursion.
They were making a sign of the cross, which made this beast scream and yell. I can't believe how powerful it is.
Of the infernal adversary, the majesty of Christ, the eternal word of God made flesh, commands you.
He's not breathing.
Let him go!
Come on, David. Come on.
God the Father commands you. God the Son commands you. God the Holy Ghost commands you.
Stop him doing him!
Come on, David.
I tried to save him.
God the Father.
Come on, David.
God the Son commands you. God the Holy Ghost commands you. The majesty of Christ, the eternal word of God that made flesh, commands you!
Get the chair.
One demon has been exorcised.
The bad ones are still here.
But others remain. The exorcism goes on. As the priest deals with one demon at a time.
Every cursed dragon and every diabolical legion, we adjure you to the living Son of God, through the Holy Ghost, through the true God, through the Holy God. God Satan, victor and teacher of every valor, is the Lord.
is finally free. But Lorraine and the priests have been battered by a spiritual battle with unholy demons.
Every one of them take their toll on you. They do. They leave scars. And scars stay there forever.
David recovers completely and resumes his life as a normal 12-year-old.
What are they doing?
The harrowing encounter brings Debbie and Arnie even closer together.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Our love has only grown stronger. I mean, he was willing to give his own life. He was willing to sacrifice himself to save my brother.
I hope people that are out there can open their minds and hearts and realize that such things do exist.
To this day, Arnie Johnson and Debbie Glatzel believe that demons still haunt their old rental property, lurking in darkness.